on a beautiful Friday evening. Again, hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on the free audio stream, kcballers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Fayetteville. Ballers, so far, so good on this road trip. They are none other than 2-1 on the road trip. Yesterday, splitting the doubleheader. They lost the first one 2-1 and then came back in the second game and won 3-0 against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Woodpeckers getting almost no hit yesterday in a 7-inning game, the second game of the doubleheader. Christian Mena comes out and tosses a masterful 6 1/3 in that one. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here on the broadcast for the national anthem and then come back and get you all the action here live from Fayetteville. Dan Helody again bringing you all the action here live from Cigar Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina on the Ballers Baseball Network. Welcome back out to Seagrass Stadium, home of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Your host, Dan Helody, voice of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, bringing you all the action here live on the road. First time we've had a road broadcast in quite a while. Nonetheless, we got a ball game on tap here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Seagrass Stadium, as the arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to get things going on. The bump is Brian Salgado, the righty. March the 2nd, 2000 is his birthday. 22 years of age, 6'1", 205 pounds. He was a 14th round selection in 2021 by the Houston Astros. Attended Oregon State, was a Beaver for a good amount of time, as Brian Salgado makes his fourth start of the year on the bump, making his season debut against Kannapolis back on April the 10th, back at Atrium Health Ballpark, in which the Ballers won that one by a score of 18-7. Salgado only lasting an inning and two-thirds, 7 hits, 7 runs, 5 of those earned, 3 walks, 1 strikeouts, only lasting 59 pitches on the night was Bryant Salgado. Kannapolis Cannonballers, so far so good on the road trip. They're leading it 2-1 at the moment. They can clinch at least a series split tonight with a victory. Here's the starting nine for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Leading off, center fielder number 4, James Beard. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will bat second. Batting third, first baseman DJ Gladney. Batting fourth in the DH spots, number 7, Wilfred Veras, who crushed a grand slam last week against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Wes Kath, third baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is Ivan Gonzalez, the catcher. Batting seventh is second baseman Samuel Polanco. Batting eighth, Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. And batting ninth, the left fielder Logan Glass rounds out the lineup for manager Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are in a heated battle with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, again the 4th of 6 this week. We're about set for baseball here at Segra Stadium. Brian Salgado on the bump for Fayetteville, kicks with the left and throws to the right. First pitch swung on and fouled back by James Beard. Game a minute behind. Nonetheless, we are playing baseball here in Fayetteville. James Beard, the righty, digs in. 0-1 fastball outside. We'll move 1-1 now on James Beard. Brookhaven, Mississippi native, 4th-round selection in 2019, one of the top prospects in the White Sox organization. He's not in the top 30, but he was last year. He just fell out this year. Pitches outside. We'll move now 2-1 on James Beard. As Brian Salgado, righty on the bump for Fayetteville, gets us going tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again at 2-2 with James Beard and Brian Salgado. Again, appreciate you tuning in on the free audio stream here on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Fayetteville. Pitch is swung on and missed by James Beard for strike 3. James Beard strikes out swinging for out number 1 here in the first inning to get things going here in Fayetteville. Two-hole man now, right fielder Misael Gonzalez, will dig in for the KCB, the boys in the red, white, and blue. Misael Gonzalez, a offensive leader for the team, batting .321 entering today. 13 RBIs. He's got a homer as well as 6 RBIs. Does struggle with the swing and miss. He's got 22 punchouts on the year. Pitch is in there, called strike 1 on Misael Gonzalez. 0-1 now the count. So Gatto working quickly with the blue glove on his left hand. Delivers with the right arm. 0-2 now the count on Misael Gonzalez, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native. Gonzalez, last time out, 1-for-4, 2 RBIs. He swings to the 0-2, it's in the dirt, and he misses for strike 3. So 2 quick strikeouts already for Brian Salgado, the Rio Piedras Puerto Rico native. As now DJ Gladney, 3-hole man, will dig in for the Ballers. DJ Gladney will dig in as the batter in the ballgame now with 2 outs and nobody on. Top of the first here in Fayetteville. Pitches low and in the dirt for a ball 1 to Gladney. 16th round pick. He's in the 3-hole for the 7th time this year. He's also spent time in the cleanup spot as he lifts this pitch high and deep into left field. Trailing after it is the left fielder Hamilton. He looks up and he makes the grab on the warning track just short of the wall. 4 out number 3 in the inning. DJ Gladney. That would have been a home run at Atrium Health Ballpark, but it's pretty deep down the left field line. 3:46 here at Segra. Bottom of the first, headed your way. 3 up, 3 down for Kannapolis here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Back from Fayetteville in just a moment.
Oh,
Jared Kelly on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the first inning as Quincy Hamilton swings on the first pitch and lines it into right field for a leadoff base hit for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the first inning. Quincy Hamilton already on base with a line drive single into right field. Fayetteville Woodpeckers do up. Logan Cerny now center fielder, two-hole man in the lineup for manager Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. Logan Cerny, 6'1", right-handed outfielder from Decatur, Georgia, acquired in a trade with the Philadelphia Phillies back in 2021. Jared Kelly on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system as pitch is on the outside corner, strike one, according to our home plate umpire tonight in Josh Michael. Quincy Hamilton is at first. He's the leadoff batter for Fayetteville. Logan Cerny and Leo's Danny Molina will follow in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is low to Cerny. We'll do it again at 1-1 at the plate. Tyler Whitaker, the right fielder, is in the cleanup spot. Miguel Palma, the DH, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Joey Loperfido. Cody Orr, third baseman, will bat seventh. Jackson Hallmark, second baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Freddie Guillamo, the catcher. Cerny swings at the 1-1 and fouls it short back towards the third base dugout. We'll do it again at 1-2. Jared Kelly, 6'3", 245-pound righty from Refugio, Texas. Also from Victoria, Texas, listed on the media guide from the Chicago White Sox. Shout out on the south side for providing us with some fantastic information. Check on the runner at first is not in time. We'll have to await the 1-2. 6'3", 245. He's 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA, making his third start of the year, second on the road. He had a clean outing the first time out on the road. His second start came at home at Atrium Health Ballpark, and it wasn't too good. 1-2 in the dirt to Logan Cerny. 2-2 now your count as Jared Kelly now even with Cerny. First start of the year came back on April the 14th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Three innings, one hit, one run, one walk, two strikeouts. Last time out for Kelly exactly a week ago today is a 2-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up his first strikeout of the night. It's Logan Cerny swinging and missing at strike three. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will now dig in for Fayetteville. Last time out exactly a week ago for Jared Kelly. Got the loss in an inning and two-thirds outing. Four hits, three runs that were earned. Four walks, two strikeouts. Again, not the best of nights for Kelly. First pitch, swung on and hit hard down the line in right field. That'll get through and be a base hit, maybe more. Rounding second, headed to third is Quincy Hamilton. He'll have to stop on the play. So now runners on the corners. Leo's Danny Molina picks up a base knock of his own. Two singles in the inning already for Fayetteville as they have now runners on the corners and one out for Tyler Whitaker, the right fielder. Tyler Whitaker, one of the top prospects in the Houston Astros organization, actually listed at number 11. He's a top position player prospect on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lineup. Him and Logan Cerny are the only outfield, only position player prospects, I should say. As Kelly now with runners on the corners and just one out, delivers the first pitch of the at-bat to Whitaker. Looks like a slider outside. We'll move to now a 1-0 count as our infield umpire, Nicky Smith, says he did not go around on the pitch. Left to right in the outfield, Logan Glass, James Beard, Misael Gonzalez. Infield goes Wes Kath, Wilbur Sanchez, Samuel Polanco, and DJ Gladney. Pitches outside here. Kath, Sanchez, Polanco, and Gladney in the infield. Ivan Gonzalez is the catcher behind the dish for Jared Kelly. On the bump already with runners on the corners and one out here in the inning. Pitch is swung on, grounded over to shortstop. Make the play as Sanchez over to second in time. Fire to first in time. Inning-ending double play. Huge play for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Picking up a inning-ending double play. Leo's Danny Molina is out on a 6-4 putout. Tyler Whitaker, 6-4-3 double play. Jared Kelly pumps his fist. I pump my fist as well, I won't lie. As we head down to the top of the second inning here in Fayetteville, Woodpeckers and Ballers going at it. Still no score here at Segra Stadium on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Varas swings at the first pitch and fouls it down the line in right field. 0-1, quickly the count on the Ballers' designated hitter in today's matchup. Varas will be followed by Wes Kath, the third baseman, and Ivan Gonzalez. Varas swings at the 0-1 from Brian Salgado, lifts it high and foul here at Segra Stadium. 0-2, now your count on Varas. Varas, Kath, and Gonzalez. Top of the second inning, still no score. Here in Fayetteville, Ballers and Woodpeckers, it's the fourth of six matchups this week. Pitch is outside to Varas. We'll move now 1-2 the count on Varas, a DH today. 6'2", 180-pound righty, 19 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Fastball outside, 2-2 now the count on Wilfred Varas. Salgado back on the bump, his second inning of action. 2-2 on the way to the plate. Swung on and missed at the plate. An off-speed pitch catches Varas by surprise. Now three strikeouts already on the day for Brian Salgado. His Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wes Kath, number six overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. So far, so good. He's on a sneaky on-base streak. First pitch off speed, and they're called strike one on Wes Kath. Scottsdale, Arizona native. 6'3", 200-pound third baseman, second-round selection in 2021 by the White Sox. Swings at the 0-1 and misses from Salgado. 0-2, now your count at the plate. Ballers still searching for their first base runner of the ball game as Fayetteville was able to get two base knocks in the first inning. As now time called, a meeting called by Brian Salgado with Freddie Wilamo, their catcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Left to right in the outfield for Fayetteville in this one. Center, Tyler Whitaker is in right. Or Molina, Hallmark, and Loperfido are left to right in the infield. Pitch is low and in the dirt to Wes Kath. 1-2, now your count. Again, Freddie Wilamo behind the plate for Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on a beautiful Friday night. Post-game fireworks on tap here at Segra Stadium. 1-2, Alf Speed off the plate. We'll move now even at 2-2 to West Cath. Again, West Cath, Scottsdale, Arizona native. First trip out to Fayetteville on the year for the Ballers as he lifts the 2-2 high and foul over my head here at the press box at Segra Stadium. We'll keep it at 2-2. First time I've ever been here, beautiful ballpark. If you're able to come out here sometime, if you're in Kannapolis and you want to make the trip over, about 2.5 hours, not too bad a drive. 2-2 outside, count now runs full on West Cath. About a 2.5 hour drive, come support the Ballers on the road. This is West Cath, 3-2 count, one out here in the top of the second inning. Full count offering from Salgado. Fastball inside corner, got him looking. It's West Cath down looking at strike three. It's already the fourth strikeout of the ball game for Bryant Salgado. It's now Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, will dig in. Ivan Gonzalez, 22nd round selection in 2019 out of University of West Virginia. Makes another start on the year. Lifts the first pitch high in the air center field. Should stay in the ballpark, though, as Logan Cerny, center fielder, camps under it and makes the grab for out number three. So still, the Ballers have yet to find a base runner in this one, but still plenty of baseball left. Bottom of the second, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Ballers going at it in the fourth of six here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Miguel Palma, Joey Loperfido, and Cody Orr due up at the bottom of the second inning here at Segra Stadium. Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers going at it on a beautiful Friday night for baseball. Segra Stadium, a packed house, especially out at Healy's Bar. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers spin on the right field bar in Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Miguel Palma, fastball outside to the plate, 1-0 now your count. Jared Kelly back on the bump, delivers the 1-0. Fastball again just outside to Miguel Palma. We'll move quickly now 2-0. Beautiful ballpark here in the Sand Hills, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Again, just about a 2.5 hour ride from Kannapolis. 2-0. Another fastball to Miguel Palma inside. Three back out for another inning of action. Kind of pounding the fastball early here on the DH, Miguel Palma. Loperfido, first baseman, awaits side deck as Jared Kelly kicks with the left and throws with the right. Swung on and lifted short in the infield. DJ Gladney camps under and makes the grab. It's a P3 in the book. Will go down as the first out of the bottom of the second inning. As now Joey Loperfido, first baseman, digs in for Fayetteville. Joey Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, listed at 6'4", 195 pounds on the roster from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Seventh round selection in 2021. We'll face off against Jared Kelly for the first time tonight. Loperfido swings on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul. 95 on the radar gun from Jared Kelly, who can toss some smoke. That is one thing about the scouting report of Jared Kelly that fans have to pay attention to. He can throw the smoke a little bit. As Loperfido cuts on the 0-1 and fouls it off his own foot, we'll have to do another 0-2. Jared Kelly making his third start of the year. Again, a 2020 second round selection by the Chicago White Sox. Number 8 overall prospect in the White Sox system, according to Baseball America, as the 0-2's outside. 1-2 now the count on Loperfido. Number 8, according to Baseball America. Number 10, according to MLB Pipeline. MLB Pipeline likes two guys more than Jared Kelly. Nonetheless, 1-2. Swung on and lifted high in the air, right field line. It's hooking foul here at Segra Stadium, and we'll have to do another 1-2 as Loperfido put a charge into the ball. It probably went about 350, 360, but the ball landed foul down the right field line. It's 325 down the right field line here at Segra Stadium. 357 in the right center power alley. 400 dead center. 368 in the left field power alley. Then down the line in left, it's 346, a rather deep in Fayetteville. 1-2 from Kelly. Swung on and fouled back by Loperfido. Only got a small piece of that. We'll have to do another 1-2 as that's a bit of a battle here between Jared Kelly and Joey Loperfido. Cody Orr, third baseman, awaits on deck as we're at a 1-2 count. One out, bottom second, Ballers and Woodpeckers here in Fayetteville. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up his second punch out of the night. Both of them have been swinging. Logan Cerny and Joey Loperfido, two of the more dangerous bats in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lineup, down swinging and missing at strike three. Cody Orr, third baseman, will now dig in for Fayetteville. Cody Orr, 6'2", 212 pounds from Rossford, Ohio. Spent some time in Asheville in High A with the Tourists. He's back at Fayetteville, though, as the first pitch with two outs is a ground ball that gets through the glove of Samuel Polanco into right field. We'll have to await the official scorer's decision here in the press box, as there will now be a runner at first base in Cody Orr. Jackson Hallmark, the second baseman, will now dig in for the Woodpeckers. Jackson Hallmark, wearing number 2, steps into the righty batter's box. Got the bright Adidas cleats rocking for Hallmark. First pitch from Jared Kelly to Hallmark is a fastball in there called strike one on Hallmark. Runner at first is Cody Orr. He hit a hard hit ground ball past the second baseman Polanco. Still awaiting the call from our official scorer. This will actually go down as we just get the call. Fastball outside. 1-1 now to Jackson Hallmark. It's going to go down as an error on the play. Polanco unable to make the play. It's an E4 in the book on Samuel Polanco. So now a runner on first is a potential unearned situation. Fastball low to Jackson Hallmark. We'll have to do a 2-1 count now as Jared Kelly has another runner on base. Hits and an error have produced the base runners here. This one for Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Kelly on the bump. Runner going on the 2-1. Fastball in the dirt is outside. Throw in a second is not in time. And now Cody Orr swipes second base. It's a stolen base here in the second inning. 3-1 now the count. At the plate on Jackson Hallmark, and he's now got a runner in scoring position. Three-one count, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. Dan Helody bringing you all the action on the road for the first time ever. 3-1, check swing at the plate, doesn't matter. Jared Kelly fires a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in there, called strike two. Full count now on Jackson Hallmark, the Midland, Texas native. 5'10", 175 pounds, 23 years of age, is Jackson Hallmark. Full count, two outs. Jared Kelly will deliver the pitch. Fastball swung on and just foul tipped by Hallmark. We'll have another 3-2 on the way. Freddie Guillamo, catcher, waits on deck. He's a nine-hole man for Fayetteville. Jackson Hallmark at the plate. He's the eight-hole for Fayetteville here in the bottom of the second. Jared Kelly on the bump. Still scoreless. Full count delivery. Fastball just misses outside. Ball four. Jared Kelly issues his first walk of the night. It's a full count battle offering of Jackson Hallmark on the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Hallmark takes a free pass, so now two on and two out for the catcher, Freddie Guillamo. Beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. In Fayetteville, I should say. I'm so used to saying here in Kannapolis, because after all, we are the Kannapolis Cannonball for baseball there, I'm sure, as well. Pitch is outside to Freddie Guillamo. 1-0 now your count, as we're here live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at Segra Stadium, home of the Woodpeckers, as the Ballers and the Woodpeckers going at it here on a beautiful Friday night in the Sand Hills. 1-0. Swinging bunt in the infield. Ivy Gonzalez, catcher, gets up from his crouch, makes the grab, fires over to first in time. Four out, number three. So crisis averted again for the Ballers as Jared Kelly allows a couple of base runners, but some good defense, good fundamental play from Ivan Gonzalez allows no runs on a couple of hits. An error, a walk, doesn't matter. No score here in Fayetteville. Top of the third, headed your way in just a moment here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Samuel Polanco lead things off here in the top of the third inning. He cuts the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll have an 0-1 count now on the second baseman, Samuel Polanco. He'll be followed by Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop, and Logan Glass, the left fielder. Top of the third here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers going at it in the fourth of six. Polanco cuts at the 0-1 and fouls it off at the plate. 0-2. Now your count. Ballers going with the blue tops that read Ballers in white across the chest. Red numbers with the yellow stars. Gray pants as the pitch is outside. 1-2 now on Samuel Polanco. Gray pants for the Ballers. Red brims on the blue cap with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot. I miss Boomer. I miss seeing my good friend Boomer running around here. 1-2 fastball outside. 2-2 now the count on Polanco. Fayetteville Woodpeckers, white tops, white pants, black caps, black brims with the Woodpecker logo on the front. 2-2. Swung on and lined into right field. Should be playable, though, for Tyler Whitaker. It is. It's a soft flyout to right field for out number one here in the inning. Polanco down on a fly out. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, will now dig in. Ballers so far, nothing to note on offense as they haven't even gotten a base runner quite yet here in this ball game. Wilbur Sanchez, though, looking to break that streak. Sanchez in the 8-hole tonight for manager Guillermo Quiroz. As pitch is outside, 1-0 now your count on Sanchez. Logan Glass, left fielder, awaits on deck as Sanchez golfs this one towards the second baseman, but it's played well by Hallmark. He makes the grab on a soft line out for out number two in the inning. Logan Glass, left fielder, will now dig in. In the 9-hole today for the first time all year, batting 160. He's got a double. He's got two triples on the year, does Logan Glass. He's got a little bit of speed on him. Does the tall outfielder. First pitch, swung on and missed from Salgado. Back out there for another inning of action. 0-1 now, your count on Glass. 6'4", 215-pound, 20-year-old, 22nd-round selection as Glass cuts and misses. Well, now 0-2, the count on Glass. 22nd-round selection again in 2019. 0-2 now in the dirt, 1-2. Now your count on Glass. Spent some time in the Complex League last season. Now in Kannapolis with the Ballers. You're on the road. 1-2 count, two outs. Top of the third inning here in Fayetteville. Still scoreless in this one. Ballers looking for their first base runner of the game. It's not going to come Logan Glass, though, unfortunately, as the 1-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. Salgado picks up five strikeouts through his first time through the lineup. Ballers, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. They're still searching for their first base runner. Bottom of the third, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers going at it here at Sager Stadium on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jared Kelly back out there for another inning of action here at the bottom of the third inning in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it here at Sager Stadium. Fourth of six this week as Jared Kelly delivers the first pitch in the dirt for ball one to Quincy Hamilton, leadoff batter for the Woodpeckers. Had a single back in the first inning as Jared Kelly delivers the next pitch. It's swung on and lined sharply down the line in right. 1-1 now your count on left fielder Hamilton. Centerville, Ohio native is Quincy Hamilton. Spent last year with Fayetteville. 33 games, he batted .261. Had two homers, 20 RBIs. Fifth round selection in 2021. He's a Wright State product, is Quincy Hamilton. So far on this year, .226, 10 RBIs, two homers. Entering tonight's ballgame. Kelly, 1-1 offering. Swung on, fouled back. We'll have to do another pitch at 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball. Packed house here at Segra Stadium. Kid Zone out in left field popping. Left field berm filled, packed with fans out there. Healy's Bar as time called at the plate. You got the mascot Bunker running around on top of the dugout in down the first base line. 1-2, swung on, lifted high and foul. We'll do another 1-2 at the plate between Jared Kelly and Quincy Hamilton. Beautiful night for baseball. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live for the Ballers on the road in Fayetteville. 1-2, swung on and fouled back. We'll have to do another one at 1-2 between Hamilton and Kelly. Good battle going on at the plate. Jared Kelly, first time through the order, he's allowed two hits, an error, and a walk have garnered base runners. He did pick up two strikeouts, though, of Logan Cerny and Joey Loperfido. 1-2 count, nobody out to Hamilton. Delivery swung on, lifted high in the air center field. Chasing after it is James Beard. He'll stop just shy of the warning track in center and make the grab. Four out, number one of the inning. A hard hit ball by Quincy Hamilton. Doesn't matter, though. It'll go down as an F8 in the book. Four out, number one. Logan Cerny, center fielder, will now dig in for the Woodpeckers. Logan Cerny struck out swinging in the first inning. Wiggles the bat over his right shoulder with the bright red batting gloves on. Swings off the first pitch and lines it sharply down the line in left. Logan Glass will have to make the grab and pitch it into the stands for a souvenir. 0-1 now your count on Cerny. Jared Kelly on the bump. He'll call time and readjust, perhaps think some strategy. Is Cerny at the dish? Digs in. Kelly with the green accessory glove. 0-1. Big cut and miss by Cerny. 0-2 now. Jared Kelly's glove looks like it's black. It's got a little bit of green color to it, though, on the lacing. 0-2 count. One out. Delivery from the righty. Another hard fastball just outside. 1-2 now on Logan Cerny. 3-0 man in Leo's Danny Molina is on deck. Kelly takes a deep breath on the bump. 1-2. Swung on and fouled off slightly at the plate. 1-2 will stay the count. Logan Cerny actually leading the team in home runs on the year with three. He's tied for the team lead with 10 RBIs. Him and Quincy Hamilton been driving runs in for Fayetteville. He also leads with the most strikeouts on the year with 25. 1-2. Swung on, grounded over to third base. Making the play is Wes Kath. It's a rather routine grounder. Fired over to first in time. Four out, number two. It's a 5-3 putout of Logan Cerny. He's now 0-2 on the day. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, now takes in. He's singled back in the first. As for Leo's Danny Molina, first pitch is outside, ball one. Leo's Danny Molina facing off against righties. He's a righty himself, but facing off against right-handed righty. 1-0 lifted in the air in center field. James Beard's going to have to come in and make the grab. Four out, number three here in the inning. Leo's Danny Molina lowers that batting average versus righties. He lowers the batting average there. Fly out to center, four out, number three here in the third. So we're through three here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. Still no score and just two hits between the two sides. Top of the fourth heading your way in just a moment here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Back to the top of the order here in the top of the fourth inning here in Kannapolis. Not in Kannapolis. I keep saying we're in Kannapolis. We're not in Kannapolis. We're in Fayetteville, North Carolina tonight. Woodpeckers going at it in a Friday night showdown here at Segra Stadium. James Beard will lead things off. Top of the order, two up for the Cannonballers. Salgado delivers the first pitch of the fourth inning. Swung on and fouled back to the protective net here at Segra Stadium. 0-1 now, the count on James Beard. Struck out swinging in the first did James Beard. However, one of the guys that's actually started to get on a bit of a hot streak as that pitch is outside. We'll move now 1-1 on Beard, the chef, as they call him in the biz. As for James Beard, picked up his first homer of the year earlier this week as he lines the 1-1 into center field for a base hit. James Beard produces the first base knock of the ballgame here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as he's on first now with a leadoff single as Misael Gonzalez now digs in for Kannapolis. James Beard again picking up his first homer of the season earlier in this week. He's now on first base with a decent lead, one of the fastest guys possibly in the world. I know he's the fastest guy in the White Sox system. I've seen a good amount of him. Misael Gonzalez check swings at the plate for strike one. 0-1 now the count. Salgado going with the stirrups on the mound. Has a Carolina blue glove, does Salgado. Beard running on the 0-1, swung and missed at the plate. Throw it to second is not in time. James Beard swipes another bag here in this fourth inning. Now runner is on second in scoring position. James Beard picks up another stolen base. It's his 13th already of the year for James Beard. Because now DJ Gladney is going to dig in. Not quite sure what happened on that play. I'm going to wait for a decision from the official score. However, James Beard's been sent back to first base. All kinds of weirdness going on here at Segra. DJ Gladney, though, now with a 1-0 count against Salgado. Beard is back at first. Pitch is swung on and missed now. 1-1 the count on Gladney. We'll have to sort out what the issue is here with Misael Gonzalez. Not sure if it was catcher's interference or batter interference, perhaps. Nonetheless, Misael Gonzalez called out as Beard now runs the 1-1. It's ground over to shortstop by Gladney, played by Molina, fired over to first in time for out number two of the inning. It's a 6-3 ground out for the second out of the inning. James Beard, though, does advance on the play. He was going on the pitch. Doesn't matter, though. He's into second base safely. We'll do it now with Wilfred Veras. Two out, runner on second. Ballers only with one hit on the ball game. However, they could put up a run here if Veras is able to put enough of a charge into a ball. Pitches swung on and a foul tipped at the plate. 0-1 now the count on Veras. Wilfred Veras, one of the guys that's mashing a lot of RBIs, and he's got 12 on the year. Picked up a grand slam on Sunday as he grounds the 0-1 over to the third baseman, Cody Orr. Backhands it, makes the play, fires the first in time. Four out, number three, a 5-3 ground out. Ends the fourth inning here in Fayetteville as James Beard gets all the way to second, but that's about as far as he can make it. Bottom of the fourth, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless here in Fayetteville on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. bottom of the fourth here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Scoreless ball game still, as there's a combined three hits between the two sides. Jared Kelly back out for another inning of action. He's only allowed two hits all night. So far, so good for the righty from Refugio, Texas. Tyler Whitaker steps up and fouls the first pitch off. 0-1 now the count on Whitaker. We finally got the issue tallied with Misael Gonzalez, who was batter interference at the plate, called out on strike two for a batter interference. Pitch is outside for ball one to Tyler Whitaker from Jared Kelly here in the bottom of the fourth. Kelly, deep breath on the bump, delivers the 1-1 offering. It's a fastball in there called strike two. 1-2 now the count on. Grounded into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play in the first. Kelly with the 1-2 delivery. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It's an off-speed pitch. Gets Tyler Whitaker looking silly on the batter's box. It's Jared Kelly's third strikeout of the night. Four out, number one. Miguel Palma, DH, will now dig in. Miguel Palma, DH tonight, popped out to open up the second. First pitch of the at-bat, 92-mile-an-hour fastball is in the dirt. Ball one for Miguel Palma. Caracas, Venezuela native, listed as a catcher in the roster. However, the DH tonight swings at the 1-0 and misses. 1-1 now the count. Jared Kelly working that slider, it looks like, at 86 miles an hour. A four-pitch mix guy is Jared Kelly. He's got two fastballs, a four-seam and a two-seam. He's got a slider and he's got a changeup. All of them are elite pitches as he's working on that two-seam. Gives a slider on the 1-1. It's swung on and grounded over to first. Not in fair ground. It's in foul ground. 1-2 now the count on Palma. Kelly again, four-pitch mix. Four-seam, two-seam, change-up, slider. Change-up is actually rated as his best pitch according to MLB Pipeline. Kelly, a guy that works that change-up, he said, he's more of a power pitcher. He likes to be identified as a power guy. Toss him the fastball and see if he can hit it. Two-seamer there, 1-2 outside. Now 2-2 the count on Miguel Palma. Kelly actually committed to be a Texas Longhorn before being drafted and signed to the White Sox. 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Miguel Palma down on strikes. Four out, number two. Here in the inning, Jared Kelly picks up strikeout number four on the evening as he's now got two in the fourth. Joey Loperfido, first baseman, will dig in as the sun is slowly disappearing and nighttime sets in here in Fayetteville. Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, at the dish. First pitch from Kelly is a slider in the dirt. Nice pick by Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 now your count. Kelly kicks with the left and throws it the right. Loperfido swings on the pitch, grounds it over to short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires it over to first in time. Four out, number three. A much-needed 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth for Jared Kelly as we're now headed into the top of the fifth here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Scoreless ball game. A combined three hits between the two sides. Not much offense. A good pitcher's matchup between Jared Kelly and Brian Salgado here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. West Cath leads things off with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the fifth at Sigler Stadium. Swings the first pitch from Brian Salgado and misses for strike one. 0-1 your count on the Scottsdale, Arizona native West Cath. Or just three hits between the two sides as the 0-1 grounded over to second. Making the play is Jackson Hallmark, fired over first in time for out number one. West Cath down on a 4-3 ground out for out number one here in the fifth. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, now due up in the order. No arms warming for either side out in left field in the bullpens as it's a pitcher's duel here at Sagar Stadium. Pitches low to Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 now your count. Gonzalez flew out back in the second inning. 1-0 fastball in there. 1-1 from Salgado. Salgado's gone 4 1/3, 6 strikeouts on the night. He's been pounding the strike zone all night so far. 1-1 now, 2-1 on Ivan Gonzalez. Off-speed pitch missed outside. 14th round selection in 2021 by the Houston Astros. 2-1. Swung on and missed by Gonzalez in the dirt. 2-2 now your count. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, awaits on deck here in the top of the fifth inning. Ballers with just one hit. Fayetteville picked up two singles, and they're both in the first inning. Jared Kelly, though, working out of some jams. 2-2 in the dirt. Picked up by Guillamo. Full count now on Gonzalez. Ivan Gonzalez, Round Rock, Texas native. Eighth round selection in 2019 out of University of West Virginia. Full count. Swung on. Line into left field. Going back is the left fielder. It's in the corner and fair. Gonzalez rounds first, headed for second. Are they saying it's a home run? It's a home run. Ivan Gonzalez picks up a long bomb. I couldn't quite see from my vantage point as the ball was hit hard and deep into left field. Ivan Gonzalez, it's a solo shot. Here in the fifth inning, Kannapolis takes the lead 1-0. From the press box here at Sigler Stadium, we're down the line a little bit, just like at Atrium Health Ballpark. And the view down there, it's deep. It's 346 feet. Ivan Gonzalez puts a charge into that ball, though. And we couldn't get a call from the home plate umpire, and it's Josh Michael. Samuel Polanco swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now the count. Ballers take the lead 1-0. Ivan Gonzalez solo shot. 0-1 now, 1-1 on Polanco. A hard hit line drive into left field. I definitely didn't think it was going out. However, it got enough of it, did Ivan Gonzalez. It's a solo shot, puts Kannapolis ahead. 1-1 line into right field. Samuel Polanco has a base knock to follow after that one. It's a single here in the fifth inning with one out. Ballers starting to put together some offense now, as that's now two straight base hits for Kannapolis. Now Wilber Sanchez, shortstop, digs in. Again, a hard hit line drive down the line and left by Ivan Gonzalez. And we didn't get a clear call from home plate umpire and Josh Michael. Couldn't quite see where the ball landed. However, Ivan Gonzalez thought it was just a double himself. Guillermo Quiroz, though, manager at third base, is the third base coach. He said, keep jogging around the base paths. Wilber Sanchez shows bunt on the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now the count. Runner on first is Samuel Polanco. Ballers now lead 1-0 here in this one. Pitches outside on the 0-1. 1-1 now your count on Wilber Sanchez, who lined out back in the third inning. Again, 1-1 count, one out. Salgado has allowed his first base runner here in the fifth. 2-1 now as Sanchez takes the ball inside. Polanco with a single to right. Ivan Gonzalez, it's a solo shot down the line and left. Ballers lead 1-0. Salgado, 2-1 on the count as Wilber Sanchez fired everything forward except for the bat. his hips fired, his arms started to. However, he did not go around on the swing. 3-1 now, the count with one out here in the top of the fifth inning in Fayetteville. Ballers lead 1-0. 3-1. Fastball upstairs, ball four. It's a walk to Wilbur Sanchez. He's on base for the first time tonight. Samuel Polanco advances to second on the play. So now two on and one out for Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native. It is now time called. Pitching coach John Kovalik will come out and have a chat with Brian Salgado. For Ivan Gonzalez, it's his second home run of the year, third RBI on the year. Both of his home runs have come against right-handed pitching. And he now has two straight games with a base hit. All kinds of fun here in Fayetteville in a pitcher's duel. At least it was a pitcher's duel until we got to this fifth inning where Kannapolis has been able to put together a little bit of offense, a solo shot, a single, and then now a walk to Wilbur Sanchez brings up Logan Glass. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native, digs in. He struck out swinging in the third inning as Salgado now with two on and just one out. Pitch to the plate is an off-speed pitch in the dirt, picked out by Guillamo. 1-0 now your count. Logan Glass, one RBI. He's got a couple of triples to his name on the year as well. 1-0 in there for strike one. 1-1 now your count on Glass. On his birthday, April 9th, a couple weeks ago, actually picked up a triple against these same Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-1 in the dirt, now 2-1 the count on Glass. Leadoff man in James Beard awaits on deck. Here in this top of the fifth inning, Kannapolis put together some offense. 1-0 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. 2-1 swung on and missed, now 2-2 the count on Logan Glass. 2-2 count, one out. Again, James Beard is on deck. Beautiful night for baseball here in Fayetteville. Packed house. Again, beautiful night here in the Sandhills of North Carolina. 2-2, swung on and grounded sharply over to short. Molina makes the play, pitches to second in time, fired to first for the double play. Logan Glass grounds into a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning here in the fifth. But the ballers do strike first. It's a solo shot. Ivan Gonzalez puts the good guys on the board. Here in the top of the fifth, bottom five headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and a Ballers. Kannapolis leads 1-0 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. 6'1", 150-pound, 24-year-old, signed as a free agent in 2022 out of Zulia, Venezuela. Number 30, the lefty, Luis Moncada. New arm on the pump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kannapolis leads 1-0 here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. Cody Orr, third baseman, digs in. First pitch is through the wickets of Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 now your count on Cody Orr. As Luis Moncada making his Kannapolis Cannonballers debut here tonight. 1-0 is lefted high and foul. 1-1 now your count on Cody Orr. Luis Moncada spent time last year in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Spent some time with the Charleston River Dogs. 1-1 lined into right field. That'll drop in front of the right fielder Gonzalez for a leadoff single here in this fifth inning. Cody Orr on base for the second time tonight. And now Jackson Hallmark will dig in. He walked back in the second. As for Luis Moncada, again, a lefty that spent some time with the Tampa Bay Rays system last year. Made his pro debut in 2015 with the Venezuelan Summer League Rays. Signed by the Tampa Bay Rays, a free agent back in 2015. As Hallmark swings on it, lines it into center field. That'll get down and put the extra bases. Throw comes in to second base from center field. It's not in time. Jackson Hallmark picks up a double here in the inning, and Cody Orr advances to third on the play. Now two in scoring position for Fayetteville already, as Luis Moncada now has two on and still nobody out for the nine-hole man in Freddie Guillamo. Moncada signed as a free agent on January the 21st of 2022. Tied actually for third in the low A East last year with Charleston with eight wins. Finished 6-0 with a 2.20 ERA in eight relief outings with the River Dogs. Pitch is in there called strike one on the off-speed pitch to Guillamo. 0-1 now your count. Guillamo grounded out in the second inning in his first at-bat as the infield is forced to shade in with two on and nobody out. Moncada delivers the pitch. Check swing at the plate. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Mickey Smith. 1-1 now your count on Guillamo, the La Romana Dominican Republic native. Just 21 years of age. Hey, I'm 21 as well. December the 10th of 2000. He's a little younger than I am. September birthdays. 1-1 swung and a miss by Guillamo. 1-2, now your count. Guillamo, La Romana, Dominican Republic, spent some time last year in the Complex League with the Astros. International free agent signee in 2019 is Guillamo. Leadoff batter Quincy Hamilton awaits on deck. 1-2 count, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning in beautiful Fayetteville, North Carolina at Segra Stadium. Luis Moncada kicks and fires to pitch in the dirt. Nice pick behind the plate by Ivan Gonzalez. We'll move now to an even count of 2-2. As for Luis Moncada, again, his first appearance as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Definitely faced off against the Cannonballers last year with the Charleston River Dogs, who ended up winning the Low A East Championship last year. 2-2, off-speed pitch in the dirt. Another nice pick behind the plate by Gonzalez. Count runs full on Freddie Guillamo. Guillamo listed at 5'11", 160 pounds, but he's built like an NFL running back. He's not a guy that I would want to try to tackle if he was running. Runners on second and third. Moncada delivers a pitch. It's swung on in line sharply. Heads up over there down the right field line over by Bagwell's Burgers here at Segra Stadium. Count will stay full on Freddie Guillamo. Beautiful night for baseball. Place is packed here in Fayetteville. All kinds of action going on at the right field bar known as Healy's Bar. Here at Sager, 3-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Luis Moncada picks up his first punch out as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. One out now in the inning. Quincy Hamilton, left fielder, digs in. Quincy Hamilton, left fielder, Centerville, Ohio native. Former Wright State outfielder, fifth round pick in 2021 as Moncada, bit of a jam. Delivers the pitch. It's an off-speed pitch off the plate. 1-0 now your count on Quincy Hamilton. As for Luis Moncada, He actually missed all of 2019 with a strained left elbow. Of course, no action in 2020 as the entire minor league season was canceled in 2020. 1-0 lifted shallow right field. Misael Gonzalez comes in, makes the grab. Throw's going to come in from right, and it's going to be cut off by DJ Gladney. Woodpeckers are on the board as it's a sacrifice fly for Quincy Hamilton. F9 in the book for out number two. Cody Orr will score from third. Runner at second, and Hallmark will stay put. So a runner on second and two outs. Now tie ball game, 1-1 your score here in Fayetteville. Logan Cerny will now dig in, the two-hole man for the Woodpeckers, as now it's a tie ball game here at Sagra Stadium. Each side with a run and a couple of hits as pitch from Moncada in there called strike one on Logan Cerny. Looks like a righty is warming in the pen for Fayetteville. Looks like it's Franny Kobos. 0-1 swung on and missed at the plate. We'll do it again at 0-2 for Logan Cerny. 0-2 on the night. Struck out swinging in the first and grounded out back in the third. Runner on second is Jackson Hallmark here with two outs. 0-2 count on Cerny. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Moncada on the bump. No relation to Johan, but Luis on the bump. Lefty delivers the 0-2. It's an off-speed pitch in the dirt. Picked out by Ivan Gonzalez. Logan Cerny now with a 1-2 count. Leo's Danny Molina. Shortstop awaits on deck. Here in this bottom of the fifth. Moncada on the bump. Trying to stop the damage. Here's the delivery. Off speed just low. Moncada kind of frustrated with himself as he narrowly had strike three looking on Logan Cerny. Count now moves 2-2. Moncada on the bump. Making his debut. Jared Kelly's night is done. Pitches outside from Moncada. Count now runs full on Logan Cerny as we're actually able to close the book on Jared Kelly. Actually, a fantastic night on the bump for him. Four innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. A much-needed bounce-back outing for Jared Kelly after last time out. Really struggled on the pump, struggled to find the strike zone against a talented Fredericksburg lineup. Full count offering to Cerny is swung on and lifted into the Avex Veterans Club in the upper level here at Sagra Stadium. Count will stay at 3-2. For those of you listening back in Kannapolis, if you've been to Atrium Health Ballpark, you've been to our Kinetic Club up on the upper level, that's pretty much a carbon copy here as the Avex Veterans Club. Here on the upper level, down the first baseline. 3-2 lifted high and fouled. We'll have to do another 3-2 battle. Sweet Moncada and Logan Cerny. Woodpeckers all white tonight. White tops, white pants. Logan Cerny rocking some bright red batting gloves. Reminds me of Aloy Jimenez. 3-2. Here's the delivery from Moncada. Off speed pitch off the plate. Ball four. Logan Cerny draws a walk in a battle of an at-bat. And now Molina will dig in. Leo's Danny Molina, 6'182 pounds from Santiago de Cuba, Cuba. 22 years of age, played with the Dominican Summer League Astros. And Molina on the bump is Luis Moncada. Two on, two out here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch of the at-bat is a fastball inside of Molina. 1-0 now your count. Tyler Whitaker is on deck. He is the cleanup batter, right fielder for Fayetteville. Molina swings on the pitch, grounds it up the middle, played nicely by Samuel Polanco. He fields it, steps on second for the force out. Four out number three. It goes down as a 4-U. Four out number three, fielder's choice for Molina. Ends the inning. But the Woodpeckers do strike and get their first run of the ballgame. It's a sacrifice fly for Quincy Hamilton. Tie the ball game. 1-1 your score headed to the sixth here in Fayetteville on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning. Swings the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now the count. New arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 5'9", 182 pounds from Havana, Cuba. 21-year-old spent some time in Corpus Christi with the Hooks. It's Franny Cobos on the bump for Fayetteville here in the inning. 0-1 count on James Beard, who had the first base hit of the ball game for Kannapolis. 0-1 is outside. 1-1 now your count on James Beard. He'll be followed in the inning by none other than Misael Gonzalez and DJ Gladney. Cobos delivers the 1-1. It's an off-speed pitch off the plate. 2-1 is now your count. Cobos, 2-1 offering, swung on and missed. Now 2-2 the count as James Beard swings and misses at the 83-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Cobos, last year with Corpus Christi, only one game, 2-1/3. He picked up one strikeout and a 3.86 ERA. 2-2 is upstairs on James. On the chef, as they call him in the biz. Again, Gonzalez and Gladney following in the order. Full count offering. Fastball. Strike three call. I don't think the home plate umpiring, Josh Michael, realized that was strike three. He called a strike as per normal on James Beard. As Beard down looking at strike three for out number one in the fray. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will dig in. He's 0-for-2 on the day at a batter's interference in the fourth. Struck out in the first. Gonzalez cuts on the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll have a 0-1 offering now on the Bayamon Puerto Rico native. As for the new arm on the bump for Fayetteville and Cobos, 0-1. Fastball upstairs, now 1-1 the count on Misael Gonzalez. As for Cobos, signed as an international free agent in 2017, by the Houston Astros. Again, she is 21 years of age. Pitch is low to Gonzalez, 2-1 now. Made his season debut on April the 16th against the Salem Red Sox here at Segra Stadium. Made his first start on April 22nd. Pitch in there called strike two now, 2-2 the count on Misael Gonzalez. Only two outings for Cobos. 4 2/3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. 2-2 swung on and fouled back. We'll have another 2-2 on the way. Cobos' first appearance of the year against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As these two sides will go at it again in just a couple of weeks. 2-2. Fastball outside, 3-2. Now count runs full on Misael Gonzalez. Again, these two sides will go at it again. May 17th through the 22nd in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hope any of those ball games. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. Gonzalez down on strikes for the second time today. Cobos picks up his second strikeout of the outing. It's now two down for DJ Gladney. If you're able to make it out for any of the games the rest of this weekend here in Fayetteville, definitely do so. About a 2.5 hour drive from Kannapolis to Fayetteville. Beautiful ballpark, and hey, catch the ballers on the road and support the team. Fastball outside, 1-0 now your count on DJ Gladney. 0 for 2 on the night, looking to preserve a hefty on-base streak. 1-0 now, 1-1 as an off-speed pitch at 75. Catches enough of the zone for Josh Michaels' liking. As for Gladney, he's got a current 7-game reach base streak. At the moment, he hasn't reached base yet in this one. 1-1 now, 2-1 on Gladney. Gladney wiggles the bat, pitches, delivers, swung on and hit hard down the line and left, but it lands foul down the line, and we'll have a 2-2 offering on the way. Wilfred Veras, DH awaits on deck here in the ballgame as Kannapolis and Fayetteville tied at 1 here in the top of the 6th inning. On a beautiful night for baseball, just short of 8:30 here on the East Coast. As Cobos takes the step off the rubber, we'll have to await the 2-1 offering now to Gladney. Deep breath on the bump. Here's the delivery from the righty. Off-speed pitch is inside. Count now runs full on DJ Gladney. Last time out for Gladney, 0 for 3 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. He's 1 for 9 with 7 strikeouts so far in the series. 3-2. Swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Trailing after it is Quincy Hamilton. He looks up, and it lands foul. Josh Michael calls the ball foul. He had a good spot on that. Gladney put a charge into that ball. And again, that's another ball that, if we were at Atrium Health Ballpark, that ball would have been on the left field berm. However, here in Fayetteville, a little deeper down the line in left, 346. It's Gladney got all of that baseball. However, it landed just foul. We'll have another 3-2 offering. Swung and a miss at the plate. Gladney down on strikes. Four out number three. So Cobos picks up 3 strikeouts in the inning. Strikes out the side does Cobos. As we'll now head into the bottom of the 6th here at Seeker Stadium in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at 1 here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Tyler Whitaker leads things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning here in Fayetteville. Takes the first pitch of the inning from Luis Moncada down the middle for strike one. It'll be Tyler Whitaker, Miguel Palma, and Joey Loperfido in the inning. 0-1 now, 1-1 the count as Tyler Whitaker takes that ball outside. 1-1 now the count. Whitaker, 6'4", 190-pound righty outfielder from Las Vegas, Nevada. 1-1, swung on and missed. Now 1-2 the count as Moncada fired a fastball in there. Moncada, again, back out for another inning of action, relieving Jared Kelly. 1-2 now, 2-2 the count as Whitaker takes the ball down and in the dirt. 2-2 now your count. Moncada delivers the pitch. Swung on, grounded over to short. Make the play is Wilbur Sanchez. Fires it across the diamond in time for out number one. It's a 6-3 put out of Tyler Whitaker. He's now 0-3 on the evening. Miguel Palma 0-2 will now dig in. Miguel Palma, DH, is 0-2 in the night. He popped out in the second and struck out in the fourth. First pitch of the at-bat. Nice fastball from Luis Moncada. 0-1 now the count. Miguel Palma last at-bat had a battle at the plate with Jared Kelly. Pitch outside. 1-1 now on Palma. And then Jared Kelly going at it for a long at-bat. Moncada has other plans, though. 1-1 swung on and fouled back. 1-2 now the count. On the listed as catcher, however, he's a DH, Miguel Palma. Joey Loperfido for Moncada in his second inning of action as a cannonballer. 1-2 outside, 2-2 now the count, 87 miles an hour on the off-speed pitch. 2-2, off-speed pitch off the plate. Count runs full now on Miguel Palma. Loperfido on deck, 3-2 count, one out. Bottom six, pitch is inside. Looks like it clipped the foot of Miguel Palma. He'll take a walk over to first base as regardless, it would have been either a walk or a hit by pitch. Doesn't quite matter either way. He's on first base. Joey Loperfido, first baseman, now zigs in for Fayetteville, 0-2 night for the former Duke Blue Devil. Luis Moncada again, 6'1", 150-pound lefty, 24 years of age. Mound visit for Kannapolis as Ivan Gonzalez goes out and has a chat with Moncada. Nobody warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Stainville also just made a switch in the last half inning, putting Cobos on the bump. Loperfido grounds the first pitch over to first. Gladney makes the backhand grab, is able to step on first for out number two on the play. Palma will have to advance to second on the play, so it's a 3-U in the book for out number two. Now two outs, runner on second for Cody Orr, who's reached twice tonight. Cody Orr, 6'2", 212 pounds from Rossford, Ohio. Spent some time with Asheville with the tourists out in western North Carolina in the mountains. Beautiful ballpark, McCormick Field. High A affiliate of the Houston Astros. First pitch to Cody Orr, off-speed pitch off the plate. 1-0 now your count. It's actually, funny enough, here at the low A level, Cannonballers and the Woodpeckers going at it, White Sox and Astros affiliates. It's the same thing in the high A level between the Winston-Salem Dash and back. 1-1 now your count. Is actually the Asheville Tourists hosting the Dash this week for a six-game set. Winston-Salem taking last night's game by a score of 7-3 out at McCormick Field. Former Kannapolis Cannonballer Chase Selesky picking up the victory in last night's game. 1-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul. We'll have to do a 1-2 offering now on Cody Orr. Couple scores going on here in the Carolina League. Lynchburg and Salem going at it in a Virginia matchup. Lynchburg leading 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth. The Down East and Carolina going at it top of the third. Down East is trailing, 6-5 to the Carolina Mudcats. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Luis Moncada sits down Cody Orr. with a swing and a miss, four out number three. So despite the runner reaching base in Miguel Palma, Luis Moncada gets through it and gets a strikeout to end the sixth. Top of the seventh headed your way here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers still tied at one here at the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Veras leads off the top of the seventh inning here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Kannapolis Cannonballers, Fayetteville Woodpeckers are tied at one here at Sager Stadium. Kobos back out there for another inning of action as Veras takes the first pitch down and inside for ball one. Veras will lead it off. Westcath and Ivan Gonzalez follow in the lineup. 1-0 big swing and a miss by Veras. 1-1 now your count. Veras tonight 0-2. Struggled at the plate. 1-1. Swung on, grounded over to third. Cody Orr makes the play, fires it across in time. Four out number one. It's another 5-3 ground out on the evening for Wilfred Veras. Westcath, third baseman, will now dig in. He's 0-2 on the night. Westcath, one of the sneakier guys on offense for Kannapolis. You would never have guessed, in all honesty. He has an 8-game reach base streak going at the moment. He finds ways to get on base. I think that's why he's rated so high as a prospect, as the pitch is in the dirt, ball one to Westcath. He finds ways to get on base. He's also got 5 RBIs. He's drawn 10 walks on the year so far as well. 1-0 off speed in there, called strike one. 1-1 now your count on Westcath. Scottsdale, Arizona native, just finds ways to get on base. 1-1, swung or missed at the plate. 1-2, now your count on Kath. Following him in the order is Ivan Gonzalez. Fastball just inside as Guillamo tried to frame it as a fastball in there. However, it misses off the plate. 2-2, now your count on Westcath. Kobos on the bump, struck out the side back in the sixth. 2-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. Westcath down on strikes. It's his second strikeout of the evening. Now over 3 with 2 strikeouts, and that 8-game reach base streak is now in a bit of a pickle. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, digs in. He's got the only run of the ball game so far for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He had a solo shot back in the fifth. Kobos wastes no time, delivers the first pitch fastball outside. It's a 1-0 count now on Ivan Gonzalez. Round Rock, Texas native, hit his second homer of the year back in the fifth inning. 1-0 just outside, 2-0 now the count on Gonzalez. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, awaits on deck here in the top of the seventh inning in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at one. Grounder on the 2-0 over to shortstop. Making the play is Molina. Fires across the diamond four out number three. 1-2-3 inning for Kannapolis yet again here in the seventh. Still some baseball left, though, as we're now headed to the bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis. But first, we're stretching here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Ballers tied at one here on the Ballers Baseball Network. First pitch of the bottom of the seventh inning to Jackson Hallmark is a ball down low for ball one. Moncada back out there on the bump. 1-0 lifted high and foul here at Sager Stadium. It hits off the roof of the Avex Veterans Club here at Sager Stadium. 1-1 now your count on Jackson Hallmark. He'll be followed by the nine-hole man in Freddie Guillamo and then the leadoff batter in Quincy Hamilton. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Kannapolis and Fayetteville tied at one in a pitcher's duel here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. 1-1 swung on and fouled back. 1-2 now the count on Jackson Hallmark. Again, a combined seven hits between the two sides. In this one, it has been nothing but a pitcher's duel. 1-2 off speed just off the plate. 2-2 now the count on Hallmark. Again, a couple other games going on in the Carolina League. All kinds of action going on in the Carolina League. 2-2 outside. 3-2 now. Down east trailing the Mudcats. 6-5 bottom of the third in Kinston. Fredericksburg leading 4-1 over the Charleston River Dogs up in Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 3-2 lifted high in the air in shallow center field. This should be playable, though, for James Beard. He does make the grab for out number one here in the seventh. Delmarva and Augusta going at it in Augusta and SRP Park. 6-2 your score in favor of the hometown Green Jackets. Myrtle Beach and Columbia going at it in the bottom of the sixth. 7-0 your score as the Pelicans lead the Fireflies. Here in Fayetteville, Kannapolis Cannonballers, Fayetteville Woodpeckers tied at one in the bottom of the seventh. Looks like the night is over for Luis Moncada. New arm on the bump for Kannapolis. Looks like we'll have a pitching change. We'll get you all the details on the new arm here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, ninth-round selection in 2019 out of the university that is Campbell University, Fighting Camels. It's Tyson Messer, Lillington, North Carolina native, swings at the first pitch and misses, does his opponent in Freddie Guillamo as Tyson Messer, new arm on the pump, delivers the 0-1, and it's over the head of Guillamo. 1-1 now your count as Tyson Messer, third different arm, used in this one by Guillermo Quiroz. Luis Moncada departs the ball game as he'll have a clean record to his name so far. 2 1/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Moncada. Messer, 1-1 is swung on and fouled back by Guillamo. 1-2 is now your count. Tyson Messer entering this ball game with an 8.10 ERA. He's a really short relief kind of guy. Comes in tight spots and delivers in mighty ways. 1-1-2 now, 2-2 the count on Tyson Messer's opponent in Freddie Guillamo. Here for Messer, 2-2. Swung on and hit hard up the middle. James Beard, though, will come in and make the play on the run. 4 out, number 2, a hard hit line drive that was sinking just in front of James Beard. Nonetheless, it's out number 2 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. F8 and F8 so far in the book for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the 7th. Leadoff batter now in Quincy Hamilton will dig in a tie ball game, 1-1 here at Seager Stadium. Tyson Messer enjoys pitching against lefties a little more than righties. So far, not quite the start that Messer has probably wanted. Fastball outside begins the at-bat for Quincy Hamilton, 1-0 now your count. 3 1/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts for Tyson Messer on the year. Opponents batting 385 against Messer. 1-0 off speed, beautiful pitch. Now 1-1 the count on Tyson Messer. He's a two-pitch mix guy. That's all he needs. Fastball and a slider for Tyson Messer. 1-1. Fastball in there called strike 2 on Quincy Hamilton. Again, Messer doesn't come in long relief situations. His longest outing is just an inning and a third back on a Sunday against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-2 now, 2-2 on Quincy Hamilton. Inning in a third, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 1 walk and 1 strikeout last time out for Tyson Messer. He's faced these Fayetteville Woodpeckers already once this year. Back on Sunday the 10th. Hamilton lifts the 2-2 high in the air in right field. Misael Gonzalez looks up and it's over the wall, home run. Quincy Hamilton, a solo shot here at the bottom of the 7th inning, gives Fayetteville the 2-1 lead here at Seager Stadium. And now Kannapolis has some work to do in the top half of the 8th inning and the 9th inning. As Quincy Hamilton hits a solo shot here in the 7th. Breaks the tie and gives Fayetteville a 2-1 lead. It's now Logan Cerny, the center fielder, digs in for Fayetteville. As for Quincy Hamilton, picks up his third homer of the year, ties Logan Cerny for the team lead as pitch from Messer is in there, called strike 1 on Logan Cerny. Just the 5th hit of the ball game for Fayetteville in this one. 0-1 now, 0-2 on Logan Cerny. 0-2 on the night with a walk is the outfielder from Decatur, Georgia. 0-2. Fastball misses up and away to Cerny. 1-2 now the count as Tyson Messer gives up a solo shot to Quincy Hamilton. Went over the wall in right center field. 1-2. Off-speed pitch inside on Cerny. 2-2 now the count. Hard hit high fly ball by Quincy Hamilton gives the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead. Here in this one now is Messer on the bump. 2-2. Slider in the dirt. Nice pick behind the plate by Gonzalez. Now a full count on Logan Cerny. Three, two count, 2 outs, bottom 7. Kannapolis now trails 2-1. Cerny hits the grounder on the full count to third baseman Wes Kath. A strong throw over to first base, and it's not able to be corralled by DJ Gladney. It hits off the glove, and then Cerny runs into Gladney's arm. It looked like a clothesline out there at first base. The ball just kind of lands flat in front of first base. It's not an error, I would say. I'd say that's a base hit, as it looks like Cerny just outran the throw from Westcath, as they are going to give an error on the play. Now, I'm not quite sure I'm in agreement with it. However, that's why I'm not an official scorer. John Eli, pitching coach, will now come talk with Tyson Messer, as he's now got a runner on first in Logan Cerny. Three-hole man in Leo's Danny mingled in the first. Flew out in the third. Grounded out in a fielder's choice in the fifth. Hopefully it's not an error on Westcath. I don't really think that was an error on the throw. I'm going to go with, if you have to give an error on the play, it's going to be Gladney not able to corral the throw. The throw was a good one from Westcath. However, wasn't able to be corralled, and part of that was Logan Cerny running in pretty quickly. Nonetheless, runner going on the pitch is Molina. Swings on the pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now the count on Molina. We'll see what the official score says here in Fayetteville, as there is an error credit carded on the board. Runner on first is Logan Cerny. 0-1 to Molina now, 1-1, as Tyson Messer can't find the strike zone with a slider. 1-1 now on Molina. Cleanup batter and Tyler Whitaker two up next for Fayetteville. 1-1, swung on, lifted high in the air in center field. James Beard going back on the warning track, makes the grab for out number three. So Fayetteville can only get one run here in this inning, but it's a big one as Quincy Hamilton lifts a solo shot into right center field to give Fayetteville a 2-1 lead. Here headed into the top of the eighth in Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville, as the Ballers have a couple outs left. We'll return here in just a moment here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Samil Polanco leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the eighth inning, down 2-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville. Franny Kobos back out there for another inning of action on the bump, as Polanco swings the first pitch and grounds it down the line for an 0-1 count. Now on Polanco. 1-for-2 night for Samil. Grounded out, flew out, excuse me, in the third, as the 0-1 is in the dirt. 1-1 now the count. Flew out in the third and walked in the fifth, did Samil Polanco. As the Ballers have a little bit of work to do, trailing 2-1 here in the top of the eighth inning against Franny Kobos, who's picked up four strikeouts in two innings. 1-1. Fastball inside and in on the feet of Samil Polanco. 2-1 now the count. Kobos, 2-1. Swung on and grounded over to the first base dugout. It's foul. 2-2 now. You're counting on Polanco. Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. 2-2. Swung on a miss by Polanco. One here in the inning. Sanchez will now dig in. This shortstop, Logan Glass, nine-hole man, will bat on deck next. As for Wilbur Sanchez, a line out back in the third inning. He walked back in the fifth in a nice at bat against the starting arm for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in Brian Salgado. First pitch to Sanchez is in there, called strike one. As for Brian Salgado, five innings, three hits, one run, one walk, five strikeouts. He does allow a homer from Ivan Gonzalez. 0-1 in there, as now it's 0-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. Not quite the start that Sanchez has been looking for on the season. However, he's picked up the steam as of late. 0-2, swung and a miss. Sanchez down on strikes as Franny Cobos is mowing through this Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup. He picks up another strikeout. That's now six strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings for Cobos. Now nine-hole man Logan Glass digs in. Logan Glass, 0-2 on the evening. Struck out in the third and grounded out in the fifth. Pitch is in there, called strike one from Cobos. Glass takes an 82-mile-an-hour. It looks like a slider from Franny Cobos. 0-1. Fastball in there quickly, 0-2 now on Glass. Mustang, Oklahoma native. His Logan Glass, 6'4", 215-pound, 20-year-old. 0-2 count, two outs, top eight. Here's delivery. Fastball up and away on Glass. 1-2 now. James Beard awaits on deck, the leadoff man. Top of the eighth, Kannapolis trailing 2-1. Glass cuts at the 1-2 and misses. That is now seven punch-outs through three innings. Four out of the bullpen for the righty Cobos, as it's a strikeout of the side for the righty Cobos. Bottom eight headed your way here in Fayetteville. Ballers trail the Woodpeckers 2-1 here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
But when Guillermo Quiroz needs to stop out of the bullpen, there's usually a couple of guys that he likes to go to, and this is one of them. 6'2", 210-pound, 22-year-old, free agent signee in 2021 out of Mission Viejo, California, former Kansas Jayhawk Everett Hazelwood on the bump as Tyler Whitaker check swings the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now, the count at 94. Everett Hazelwood on the bump for Kannapolis. 0-0 with a 0.96 ERA. Tyler Whitaker lifts the 0-1 into right field. Misael Gonzalez trailing on it, makes the grab just shy of the warning track on the foul ground side down the line in right. It's a flyout for Tyler Whitaker here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Miguel Palma will now dig in. It was one out in the bottom of the eighth. Everett Hazelwood, first appearance on the series. He's gotten through 9 1/3 this series, 9 1/3 this season, I should say. 5 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. 5 walks, 10 punch-outs, as 89-mile-an-hour pitch is swung and missed by Miguel Palma. 0-1 now the count. Hazelwood pitched on opening night against these very same Woodpeckers. 0-1 is in the dirt now. 1-1 the count on Miguel Palma against these Woodpeckers. 2 innings, no hits, 1 run that was not earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 1-1. Swung on and foul tipped off the bat of Miguel Palma. 1-2 now the count. Palma popped out in the second, struck out in the fourth, and walked in the sixth. Hazelwood with the black glove pulls it up over his face, showing only his eyes. 1-2. Swung on and a broken bat grounder over to third. West Kath corrals, makes the grab, fires across the diamond in time. 4 out, number 2 in the inning. It's a 5-3 ground out for the second out here in the eighth. He's now the former Duke Blue Devil, Joey Loperfido, digs in. The error back in the seventh inning as well was on the play. West Kath picks up another error on the year as that left side of the infield, that young left side of the infield, Colson Montgomery, who hasn't been in the lineup for a couple of days, as well as West Kath. A couple errors for each of them. 0-1, your count now on Loperfido as Hazelwood fires a fastball in there. Here's a delivery on the 0-1, big swing and a miss quickly, 0-2. Kath now with 6 errors on the year. Colson Montgomery, the other top prospect, who's usually at shortstop, however, hasn't been in the lineup since Sunday. He's got 5 on the year, 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2 now the count on Joey Loperfido. Ken Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, 7th round selection in 2021. Hazelwood, 1-2 count, 2 outs. Here's a delivery. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Everett Hazelwood pumps the fist. Can't lie, I might have done it as well. Hazelwood picks up a strikeout. It's his first one and only one at the moment of the night, as we're now headed into the last chance for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top 9 headed your way, trailing 2-1 here in Fayetteville on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, it's the 1-2-3 batters in the lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for Kannapolis, trailing 2-1 here at Sagra Stadium in a muy rapido night of baseball. Franny Kobos back out there, another inning of action. James Beard swings at the first pitch and misses for strike one. 2-1 your score in favor of the home team Woodpeckers. Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to avoid losing another ball game here this week. 0-1 now, 0-2 as Kobos fires another fastball in there. What a night out of the bullpen for this righty Franny Kobos. 3 innings, 7 strikeouts. He has yet to allow a base runner here in his outing. 0-2. Check swing at the plate. Doesn't matter. Strike three called. James Beard down on strikes. 4 out, number 1. Now 8 punch outs through 3 1/3. James Beard not thrilled with the call. He voices his displeasure with our home plate umpire and Josh Michael. Misael Gonzalez will now dig in for Kannapolis. Misael Gonzalez 0-for-2 on the night. He picked up 2 strikeouts. He's also had a batter's interference called back in the fourth. Kobos delivers the fastball outside corner, strike one. Gonzalez takes that one. Not a fan of the call. However, he'll reset. He now has an 0-1 count. Kobos kicks to the left and throws at the right. Gonzalez cuts on it, lifts it high, and foul. We'll have now an 0-2 count on the by of own Puerto Rico native in Misael Gonzalez. DJ Gladney, first baseman, awaits on deck. Gladney try to extend that on-base streak he's got going. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. Gonzalez down on strikes. And that's now 5 straight strikeouts for Franny Kobos. He is mowing through this lineup. 5 straight punch-outs for Kobos. Now DJ Gladney is the last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the ninth inning, trailing 2-1. Kobos mowing through the lineup like a Saturday morning lawn mowing session as Gladney takes the first pitch outside, ball one. You ever had your dad wake you up on a Saturday morning and say, hey, go cut the grass? Yep, been there, done that. 1-0, swung and a miss, 1-1 now the count. As DJ Gladney looking to redeem himself, get a on base somehow, would be a clutch performance here. 1-1 outside, 2-1 now the count. Gladney with a good eye at the dish. First baseman tonight. He also has played a little bit of left field throughout the year for Guillermo Quiroz. As for Kannapolis, Gladney puts a charge into this ball into center field. Trailing after it is a center fielder, Cerny. He makes the grab, though, on the run, on the warning track, and that's your ball game. Fayetteville Woodpeckers take this one by a final score of 2-1. DJ Gladney flies out, ball game over, and the Woodpeckers take game 4 of the series here in Sagra Stadium in Fayetteville. Series is now tied 2-2 on the week. Game 5 is tomorrow. We'll go ahead and take a quick break for now. We'll see a sign back on here in a couple of seconds and get you a bit of a post-game show here live from Sagra Stadium in Fayetteville. Final score, Kannapolis 1, Fayetteville 2 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere. Post-game show coming up in just a moment. Well, there's an old saying in baseball, you can't win them all. And as for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight, the saying rings true. Final score tonight from Sagra Stadium. Fayetteville takes this one by a final score of 2-1 here in Fayetteville in the fourth of 6 this week. Kannapolis drops tonight's ball game by a final score of 2-1. A combined 8 hits between the two sides. It was a pitcher's matchup for most, if not all, of the night, as both teams remain scoreless through the first 4 innings. Masterful starts from both starters. We'll take a look first at Jared Kelly, starter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs at all, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, a much-needed successful performance on the bump for Jared Kelly. As for Fayetteville, righty Brian Salgado, one of only 2 pitchers used by Joe Thon and the Woodpeckers tonight. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts on the night for Brian Salgado. Again, both sides not allowing a run through the first 4 innings. And then everything kind of broke loose in the 5th. Kannapolis was able to put together some offense in the 5th. Ivan Gonzalez got the party started with a solo shot down the line in left field. A hard hit liner down the left field line got the offense going for Kannapolis. Sunil Polanco contributed with a single soon after. However, he was unable to reach base. How about Quincy Hamilton, though? The night for the Fayetteville Wood hits sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 5th inning to score. Cody Orr gives Fayetteville their first run of the ball game in the bottom of the 5th. So after 5, score is tied 1-1. As for Kannapolis out of the bullpen, not too shabby a night for some guys. Luis Moncada, 2 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run. It was the sacrifice fly from Hamilton. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for the Kannapolis Cannonballers' debut of Luis Moncada. From there, Kannapolis unable to get any other runs other than the solo shot from Ivan Gonzalez, strictly from the success of the bullpen arm of Franny Cobos. How about this? 4 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 9 punchouts. He goes 4 innings, and every single inning was perfect. 1, 2, 3. Masterful night for Franny Cobos. 4 perfect innings out of the bullpen. Fayetteville got the lead in the bottom of the 7th inning on a solo shot from Quincy Hamilton that put them ahead at 2-1. From there, Franny Cobos does his job, and Fayetteville takes this one by a score of 2-1. As for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, dropping now to, on the year, a total of 9-10. Fayetteville advances now to 7-12 on the season here in Fayetteville. As for both sides, only 3 hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Again, just 8 hits total between the two sides. James Beard, Gonzalez, Ivan Gonzalez, and Sunil Polanco, the only 3 hits of the ball game. Quincy Hamilton, 2-for-3, 2 RBIs. Molina with a base knock, Cody Orr with a base knock, and Jackson Allmark with a base hit, a double off of Moncada. Only 5 total hits for Fayetteville. As we're getting started on some post-game festivities here in Fayetteville, launch a ball and some fireworks coming your way here at Sager Stadium. We'll go ahead and wrap it up before fireworks get going so we don't blast your ears out. For anyone listening, again, appreciate you tuning in on the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the time in at 2022. Tyson Messer credited with the loss in this one. 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 1 run. It was the solo shot by Quincy Hamilton. 1 run on the night, 1 home run. No walks, no strikeouts. Everett Hazelwood, though, 9th inning is usually where he thrives, but he comes in the 8th inning. 1 inning, 1 strikeout for the righty, former Kansas Jayhawk. So your final score tonight from Sager Stadium. Kannapolis drops this one by a score of 2-1 here in this one. Tomorrow, though, 5th of 6th, and it's redemption time for Kannapolis as they'll look tomorrow to try to take a lead in the series. The series is tied 2-2 at the moment, as tomorrow night, 5:05 first pitch here in Fayetteville. I'll be on the call tomorrow here on the audio stream on kcballers.com. Lefty Tommy Summer will get the start, 0-1 with a 5.02 ERA. He'll face off against the righty for Fayetteville. It's Nick Swanson, 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Again, your final score tonight from Seager Stadium in Fayetteville. Kannapolis drops this one 2-1 in a pitcher's duel between these two sides. Again, thank you, everyone. Appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening live on kcballers.com, you're listening a little later. Appreciate you tuning in, as always. Dan Helody saying, for now, so long, as always, speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and as always, have a blast.